Hey everybody, welcome to our show. This is Danny.
And I'm Melissa, and this is
Not Rich Yet,
But Trying. Hey everybody, welcome back to this week's episode. Today we're going to be sharing the craziest money-saving hack that we've found so far. And I say crazy because people like me find a lot of money-saving hacks, and this is one that I don't see too often, and it can save you crazy amounts of money.
It is part of an 18-step process that Melissa has found. I'm kidding.
Don't let him make you think that it's difficult, because it's really not.
No, it's super simple. It's just not something that, like she says, not something that most people would go to those lengths for, but then when you realize that it's all out there and it's there for the taking, why wouldn't you? Like, it's just that you don't think to do it. And then once you've done it, you can't think to not do it. Like, it becomes one of those, why would I just throw an extra $10, $15, $20 at something when I know there's something out there that will let me save that money? Like, I'm an idiot once I've learned this. So once you've actually heard about this and you go and you look into it, trust me when I tell you, you'll never want to buy something another way again.
So I bet you're wondering what this hack is. And we alluded to it last week, but this is going to be our episode talking about buying discounted gift cards. Specifically, buying discounted gift cards for purchases we were planning on making anyway. The emphasis on that is purchases we were planning on making anyway, and not just buying a discounted gift card and going out and spending money that we didn't need to spend.
Right. And we're not talking about buying, you know, gift cards on Craigslist or eBay from rando people. This is a company that sells the gift cards. They just sell them for a discount, I guess you could say. I mean, I guess they'll buy full price gift cards from you at a discounted price also. So it goes the other way. You don't just buy them from them. You can actually sell gift cards that you got that you didn't like maybe, or that weren't up your alley, and you kind of trade them in for, you know, something that is maybe more your speed.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a trade-in. You can just simply buy it if you'd like to. But as Danny said, if you want to go ahead and sell those gift cards that you're not going to use, like someone bought you a gift card to Bass Pro Shop and you don't fish or do whatever they sell there, I don't know.
Well, they're still affiliated with Dick's, so you'd be able to use it. But anyway.
They are affiliated with Dick's.
Yeah, they're all about the Dick's.
Anyway, I haven't actually sold any gift cards on there yet. What would happen in that situation is you have a gift card for whatever amount of money and they'll make you an offer based off of a percentage of that because they need to turn around and sell it for a profit also. So you're not going to get full amount that the gift card is worth, but the more desirable that the store is, you would probably get a higher percentage. For example, those Bass Pro Shop ones, probably not going to get too much money for them. But like an Amazon gift card or a Target gift card, you should probably get a pretty nice chunk of money towards it. So on the other end, we're going to talk about how it saves us money when we're actually making a purchase. And the company that I have used and I love, there's a few, but this one I can attest to.
This is one we can vouch for based on having no problems.
Absolutely.
With
I've never had any issues with them. And it's called Raise. So R-A-I-S-E, Raise. And they have an app, which makes things really easy. I think that you can go online and do it, but who are we kidding? We're always on our phones now. So I use the app. And I've purchased Target gift cards, I've purchased Old Navy gift cards, I've purchased Carter's gift cards, Children's Place gift cards.
Right, meaning like if we're going to buy clothes for our daughter, you know, and you're going to buy them at Old Navy or Children's Place or whatever anyway, and let's say you're going to spend $50, and then you go on this website and you realize you can get a $50 gift card from them for the low price of $44.57. All right, great. So you just saved that amount of money off the top right away.
Exactly. And that's what is really great about this is that you're saving that straight from the get-go. And you can still go ahead and use your promo codes and do everything you normally would.
That's the catch. That's where this really starts to compound and make a big difference.
Right. So I'll give you an example. So we made a purchase from Carter's and they had, I believe, 4% off of their gift cards. So we had a $100 gift card and we spent about $96. We actually spent less on it because in the beginning.
But we use those first time promo codes.
Yeah, there's some promo codes that you can use when you first sign up that will actually get you extra percentage off.
We'll leave you a link in the description.
Yeah, well, it's very intuitive. It's not difficult at all. But make sure you're applying any promo codes that they give you. Periodically, they'll give you like boosts on the gift card percentage off and all that stuff. But in any case, it was like, we ended up spending about $90 for this $100 gift card. So we went, picked all our stuff that was on sale, as I normally would, shopped through Rakuten, and the purchase was about $100. They were giving 8% cash back, and I still got that money back too. So I spent like $90 on the gift card. I got like 8% cash back on
the full $100.
On the full $100, exactly. And so now we're looking at my $100 purchase costing me closer to $80. So when you're shopping for kids back to school, or you're shopping for something, a big home purchase, say you're buying something you want to check for, Lowe's gift cards, Home Depot gift cards, that could add up big time. And it's not the type of thing where they're always going to have a dollar amount that you need, but you can usually get pretty close.
Or you buy multiples.
You can buy multiples. I did that at one point because I had been given Amex gift cards, and you know, they can get a little weird sometimes with what stores you can use them at and stuff like that, and billing addresses, all that stuff, whatever. I ended up going onto this website and I used them for Target gift cards. And it was the first time I ever used this site. So I was able to get the extra percentage off, and I got really, really good discount on Target gift cards. And we shop at Target, as you guys know, all the time. So getting a discount on Target was so worth it for us.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And it just goes back to, you're just saving money off the front end before you've even made any purchases at the store. So, I mean, it's just percentages off of, on top of getting full price percentages off. So it compounds. So it's kind of like you're still spending the same $100, but you're doing it for so much less.
Exactly.
It's coming out of your pocket less, and you're still getting all of the stuff that you would have gotten from the store and from Rakuten and from everywhere else. That's still at full value.
Right. Like, I had budgeted to spend about $250 on Anna's back to school clothes. And yes, my cart totals might have come out to around $250. But between using the discounted gift cards and Rakuten, I probably spent closer to like $200. And I'm not going to go out and spend that extra $50 on something for her, because I already got everything that I need.
Yeah, you know, we said $250 because we knew $250 was going to be enough of what we needed. Like, it's just a great way to save money that is one extra step. I mean, I was joking around in the beginning, but it's really one extra step that you're taking. But to not take it it makes no sense not to take it.
Right. And it's not going to impact, like we said, any of those other deals. It's only going to compound them and make them even better. Like we were talking about Target. You could say you got a $100 gift card for Target. Maybe you got it for $96, whatever. You already got $4 off. Okay, great. And you know, we always say those little savings add up, whether they feel like significant at the time or not. Forget about that. Just anytime you have that opportunity to save a little bit, save it. And a great thing to do in situations like that is to take that money and set it aside, because you were going to spend it anyway. But anyway, I'm getting off topic. But you go to Target and you could still do all those great offers. Like they had last week, if you buy $50 in home or house essentials, whatever it was, that you got a $15 gift card after you made your purchase. So if you were going to be doing that, you're actually just rolling that deal into another deal, and now you're going to have $15 for the next time. But anyway, we're all about compounding and rolling deals and all that stuff, because that's where it really makes a big difference.
Right. And Melissa hit it on the head. It's not about saving that $4 at the moment. It's about how it compounds and how it, you know, how it affects your life on a week to week, month to month basis. You know, it starts off as $4, but when you realize how many different things you go on the internet to shop for, or all the different things you go out to the stores to shop for, $4 or $5 off of each of those purchases that you would have never gotten to begin with, that adds up.
Yeah. And listen, it's a site that operates based off of the gift cards that they receive. So no, they may always have.
Right. I was going to mention that it's not just some never ending supply of gift cards.
Right. So it may not have the gift card or the amount that you're looking for, but it never hurts to check. And I went to go check the other day when we were making a purchase for Old Navy for these clothes for our daughter. And I was blown away that the percent off was 14% off. That's crazy. 14% off. And then I'm going to go on Old Navy's website and get 30% off my card. And then I'm going to use Rakuten and get another 5% cash back, or whatever the cash back was at the time. That's nuts. Like, that's so much money that if you had never looked, you would have never known that you could have saved it. So it's just one of those things that people need to be aware of and take advantage of. So this is why we're making this episode, because the more people that are able to take advantage of this, the more money that is saved instead of you spending money that you don't have to. I hate the idea of leaving money on the table. You're going to be spending money. If you can get any amount off, get that amount off. There's no reason you should be paying more than you have to.
Especially once you know that you don't have to. Like I said before, now that you know, it's on you whether you actually do it or not, because it's not that difficult and it's far too easy to do to just say, oh, I have enough money where I don't need to worry about that extra $5, $6, $7. Because chances are, if that's you, you're probably not listening to this podcast anyway.
I have always said that if I was a millionaire,
when
I will be a millionaire.
Not rich yet.
But we are trying and we're going to get there. But when I'm a millionaire, I will still be looking for deals because I don't care how much money I have in my bank account. I'm not going to give people extra money than they need to get.
Right. Absolutely. And that's what it comes down to is I don't care how much money you have in the bank. If you can tell me with a straight face that you'd rather spend more money than you have to, then
you're just showing off.
Then you're just either lazy or you're full of it.
We kind of talked about this before, but to not spend more than you need to, what I like to do is I will go in, I will make my cart, and I will figure out the amount of money that I'm guessing I'm going to have to be spending. So if I have a cart that's maybe $55, I'm not going to go and buy a $75 gift card because then I'm just spending more than I was planning on spending. I'm going to go ahead and lowball it a little bit and buy a $50 gift card. And then I'll pay the $5 with my credit card or whatever. But you don't want this to become a gateway to you spending more money. We talked about in the past how we can get tricked by sales into thinking that we're saving money when we wouldn't have bought something to begin with. And any time that you could save money is kind of a gateway to that, a possibility that that will happen. So make that cart with the very purest, honest thoughts of what you want to be actually buying, and don't get pulled in by the idea that you're going to get such a great discount on it. Just make that cart how you would have made it if you were paying full price.
Right. And don't fall for the psychology of, oh, if we're giving people discounts, they'll spend more money. No, I'm just going to utilize the discount for the stuff I already needed anyway. So that's the way most of these stores operate. They figure if they're giving you money off, like Melissa was saying, instead of, oh, I have a $55 cart, but I'm saving $20, so I'll just make it a $75 cart. No, leave it at $55, save the $20 you're saving, and put it towards something else, period. That's it. Like, don't fall for the, oh, I'm saving this money, so I'll spend a little extra. That's what they want you to do. This is the hack that takes what they're giving you and uses it to your advantage, not to theirs.
Right. You want to be always the person in control of your purchases. And very often people lose control of their purchases. So this is how we do things very deliberately. And this is why I specifically like to shop online. As long as I'm getting a good price for the thing that I'm purchasing online, shopping online will help with your deliberate purchases, your thoughtful purchases, and it will give you time to think about it and maybe go back and remove some things that you didn't need. I mean, even though I was buying clothes for our daughter, I will not lie, I definitely got carried away with some cute things, but the practicality behind it started to sink in when I looked at the total in my cart and I said, you know what, it's just not worth it for the amount of times that she'll wear it. So then that's when I start taking things out of my cart. And then instead of just going up to a cash register and making that purchase, I was able to really review it and think about it before I made that purchase. So don't just let it be, oh, well, you know, she'll use it or I'll use it or whatever. No, make sure that it's something practical. This is turning into an episode that's just about how to make good purchases again, but that's something that means a lot to us. So anyways, if you go into the description below, the show notes below, we left a link to the company that we like to use. Again, it's called Raise. And if you use the link that we provided, it's a referral link, you'll get $5 in Raise cash, which you can use towards the purchase of a gift card, which is great. I have used that before.
She made me sign up with a different account so that I could use one and she could use one. I mean,
yes, but I used that just to buy a $5 Target gift card. Like, no questions asked. Like, it's
you're going to use it anyway.
Yes. So.
Take it.
It doesn't hurt to
It's free money. Take it.
It's free money. Take it. So get that $5 in Raise Cash from the link below. But yeah, don't forget.
If you're not
using
our promo code, use someone's promo code. Use a promo code. Get right. something for what you're doing.
But make sure you're also using your first time purchase promo code, which is, I believe, FIRST, F-I-R-S-T. And then you can use the Raise Cash later on. But make sure you use that promo code for the very first
order
that
you make.
Yeah,
they won't let
you
use both in the first
right.
transaction.
But once you make that first transaction, you can't use that first promo code again. So use that and then use that Raise Cash later. And every little dollar adds up, as we love to tell you.
That's right.
All right. So quick episode this week. Just wanted to share something that we've been using. I started using this a while back, but I was kind of reminded of it recently. And I was like, wow, this is such an amazing hack. And I've been sharing it with like everybody that I talk to in my life, my sister, my friends. I just love it. It's such an easy way to just save so much money over time. But anyways, so if you have any questions or you need to get in contact with us, you can check the show notes below where we'll also have that link to sign up for Raise if you're interested. Also in our show notes is our Instagram and our email address in case you need to get in touch with us. And until next time, we are
not rich yet,
but we're trying
hard
by using Raise. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Please make sure you subscribe to our show so you'll be notified when we upload new episodes.
Until next time, we are not rich yet,
but trying.
Thank you.